あ、聞こえる？クルングラムがいい。Wait, just a moment. I'm sorry for the very sudden space, but I can't go to sleep, and I don't have a stream tomorrow, and I thought, you know what? I want to talk a little bit before I go to bed, because I can't sleep anyways. Jadi, Olika pengen tidur gitu kan ya? Cuman masalahnya Olika yang nggak ngantuk gitu loh, jadi Olika mikir, nge-space kali ya, toh besok juga akhirnya nggak bisa streaming kan ya, gitu. いや、降りてさ、明日ってさ、配信ができなくて、いや、俺も今寝れないから、あ、スペースやりたいなと思ったから、やった。うん。So yeah, welcome to the space. Selamat datang ke space nya Oli. Oli no space へようこそ。So from the title, you guys can guess where I'm going with this. Dari judulnya itu kalian mungkin udah tahu kali ini Oli pengen bicarain apa kali ya. Itu title mau してるから今日はね、飛べる車、flying cars、空飛ぶ車、空飛ぶ車を話したいと思います。Today I would like to discuss about flying cars with you guys. Pada malam yang sangat baik dan indah ini, Oli ingin membicarakan tentang mobil yang terbang. Did you guys hear that, you know, it exists now. There's actual flying cars in the world. Kayak sekarang udah ada loh, mobil terbang. Can you guys believe it? Flying cars exist. It's 2022 and we didn't let our ancestors down and we actually created flying cars. Not only flying cars, we actually have flying bikes as well. I heard that it was being developed in Germany. They've been developing this since 2018. It's been 4 years and they managed... Wait, it wasn't 2018. I think it was 2016 even. It's been 6 years and we're finally here, 2022, with flying bikes and flying cars. Jadi katanya dari 2016 ya, orang-orang itu kayak udah mencari cara biar mereka bisa bikin mobil terbang juga sepeda terbang. And there are some topics that I'd like to discuss with you guys about. Wait, should we go with flying cars first or flying bikes? Kita bicarain flying cars dulu atau flying bikes dulu ya? Gimana? Iya, there's literal flying cars and flying bikes. Exactly. Oh, hype guys. Yay. What's up? We're talking about flying cars. Well, even secret dubsteps. Yay. There's also jetpacks and flying motorbikes. Wait, but aren't flying motorbikes just flying bikes? Wait, what counts as a bike, motorbikes, and flying bikes? So, you know, let's talk about the bikes things first. This is more of a language thing. So bicycle, so a bike is like short for bicycle, right? It's called a bicycle because there's two wheels, there's two cycles where you rotate the wheels, which is why it's cycling. And then it's bi because you know how there's binary because there's only two numbers in it. There's also bilingual because you can speak two languages. So bi actually means there's two stuffs going on, right? And so bicycle means there's two wheels. But the thing about this flying bike, it's not like your normal motorbike or your normal bicycle. No, it actually has like, if I'm correct, it has like eight. It has like eight propellers underneath and it actually, it's like kind of a helicopter, but like, it's like eight helicopter propellers underneath your motorbike. It's like a ninja bike, but with like Yeah. So, like, does it still count as like a flying bike, or is it like you can't call it a bike if there's more than two wheels, right? So, like, technically, the flying bike isn't actually a bike, but it has to be something. Wait, does propellers actually count as wheels even? Should it actually just be named flying multi-propellers? Let's just say that we actually agree. Let's just say that we all agree that propellers are wheels, quote unquote wheels, okay? If the propellers are quote unquote wheels, but the wheels, there's more than two wheels, so it's not bi, it's more of a multi, right? Because if you can speak two languages, then you're bilingual, but if you can speak multiple languages, then you're multilingual. So it shouldn't be a flying bike, it should be a flying multi. Because multi-cycle, it's cycling, but there's multiple of them, right? Or am I just thinking too much? A multi, or is it a multi, a flying multi, Wait, helicopter. What does helicopter actually mean? Oh, tunggu. Why is helicopter named a helicopter? What's the copter part? Wait. Why is it called heli and why does it have copter? Like what's biasanya itu kayak penggabungan gitu kan? It's like the thing about bike, it's like the same thing. It's a bicycle, right? It's like two separate words. Actually, bi isn't really a word. It's more of an affix. It's like two separate words. It's like an affix and a separate word combined together, and it becomes a bicycle. Then it turns into a bike. What about helicopter? There has to be something about heli and copter, right? So does that mean that the flying bike that we've been talking about is actually a copter? So basically, that the flying bike is a flying multi-copter? Or is it a flying a bicopter? I'm not good at these kinds of stuff. Isn't copters the rotors up top? The heli implies it can fly. So, does that mean that it's not a flying bike, but it's a heli bike? It's a heli bike, heli, multi-heli. Wow. I see. We've reached the top of knowledge. Ini kita sudah mencapai ilmu yang paling tinggi ya, teman-teman. Ya, korewa. Ini. Nandro, korewa ne. Chiski. Ichiban no chiski da. Minasan. Tobiru no. Dencha garu yo. Mo aru yo. But then again, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the heli multike. So the heli multike, for those of you who just came by, hello, welcome to the space. We're talking about flying bicycles, but they're not really bicycles because there's more than two wheels. So basically they're multicycles, and it's heli because, you know, in helicopter, heli actually means fly. So it's a heli multike. It's not a flying bike. So anyways, back to topic. What are the conditions to actually get the permission to fly a heli multike? Let's say, from what I know, pilots, whether they be jet pilots, whether they be helicopter pilots, whether they be commercial plane pilots, most of the pilots, they need a license, and it takes a while to get them. And not only that, like, sure, you don't really need a license for a bicycle, but for flying, you'd kind of need license too. Like, wait, does skydiving require a license even? I think it needs a license. But anyways, back to topic. If you're flying this heli multike, that means you'll need a license, right? But what are their inquiries to actually get license? And let's just say that this flying bike becomes a thing in the future and that we're going to normalize it one day and we'll all be flying on flying bikes, then how does traffic work in the sky? And what happens? What are the laws if it starts to get dark? Like, what if it starts raining? Like, do you just pull on over and try to land? Or do you just fly on over? Like, what are the purposes of the bike actually being invented, actually? Sebenarnya kan kita udah ada, kita udah ada sepeda terbang kan ya? Nah, sepeda terbang ini, kita cara dapet SIM-nya itu bagaimana gitu loh? Dan apabila kita dapet SIM-nya, kalau suatu hari kita menormalisasikan sepeda terbang di angkasa dan kita semua naik sepeda terbang, nanti itu untuk masalah macet-macetan itu kayak gimana? We'll need flying police cars. Like, can you guys imagine? Like, you're just flying with your flying bike and suddenly a flying police comes in and be like, excuse me, you're flying more than 40 kilometers per hour and that's kind of a big no-no. Yeah. So, I was like, I can't sleep and this is what came up to my head. I'm sorry for ruining your evening, but I had to talk about this. Maybe we should have a segmented lines in the air where we are allowed to fly on, right? And then let's say, how does traffic work? Like, you see, the thing about cars and the thing about the things that you ride on land, it's flat and you just go in one platform, right? Hi, Kevin. You'd get it, right? If it's not a platform game if there's only one platform, right? But the thing is, when you're flying a bike, there's not really any platforms. It just go around. Like, it's not just X anymore. It's X, Y, Z. There's the diagonal, there's the vertical, and there's the horizontal. It's not just diagonal and horizontal anymore. So how does traffic work? And let's say if we do have flying bikes or maybe flying cars in the future, how does traffic lights work? Like, how would you actually, oh, would people actually make those drones? What if people make drones traffic lights? Or even better, a flying traffic light. Like, instead of using copters, it's just there, flying. Why not call it a hover bike? Because, wait, what does hover actually mean? Let's ask Google. Google, what does hover define? Hover means remain in one place in the air. You see, when we have a bike, if we have a flying bike, we're kind of flying all over the place. I don't think we can call it a hover because according to the dictionary, the hover verb means remain in one place in the air. For example, army helicopters hovered overhead, which means they're just flying on top of us. They're not flying all over the place. They're just flying above us. They're just above us. They're up top. So it's not a hover bike. And it's not even a bike because they're using propellers. Multiple of them. They're not even wheels. They do cycle, but they're not bikes. Right? Well, we've been through this. Hover means to float, I believe. If hover means to float, then we're not really floating. We're flying, right? The key still doesn't fit, guys. Yeah. Right, imagine a flying police trying to give you a ticket for a violation. I know, right? What are the, like, let's say that one day we'll have flying bikes in the future. What are the possibilities and what are the chances of getting a ticket? Like, what kind of, like, do you speed or do you go too high in the sky? Like, oh, wait, that's actually kind of dangerous, I'd say. Wait, so, like, the atmosphere of the Earth, it gets thinner and thinner the higher you are, right? because the higher you go up, the closer you are to space, and there's not much oxygen in space, so I guess you're not supposed to fly too high, so maybe they try to prevent you. But how would you know if someone flies too high? Like, would people actually put lasers above Earth so that if people fly, they'd be able to detect people with, like, laser sensors? How would that work? Ollie, we'll need an entire floating traffic lane to have traffic lines. But, like, again, I'll say this again. When we have flying cars or flying bikes, we have the XYZs, which means that we can go up, down, left, right, and diagonals. We don't just go straight. We don't go diagonal. It's a whole new world, right? We already have flight regulations when it comes to airspace and air traffic controls and regulations. You stay in regular contact with them when entering and exiting certain airspace and manner and such help with avoiding airborne collision. But the thing is, that's for the big planes, right? That's for jets, helicopters, commercial planes. But what we're talking about is, we're talking about the future. We're talking about the future bikes that might be normalized in the future. That means we'll have to have something else, right? Because people, not everyone goes to, like, pilot school. Well, I guess they kind of need to go to pilot school and actually get a license if they do want to get a bike. But then, how would they actually make the traffic for the future bikes? Right? It will probably end up like the fifth element. What's that? Have you heard of paramotor? It's pretty much a flying lawn chair, kind of similar. There's a flying chair? I mean, that would make sense. That would make sense. Like, there's flying orbs, too. You know. I actually really, really want, like, you know how these flying cars, flying bikes, like, the flying car, they use the same engine that, planes usually have. Like, they even have wings and stuff. For the flying bikes, they use propellers, just like helicopters. But do you guys know those little desk ornaments that floats, that actually hovers because of magnetic stuff? Like, apparently, thanks to magnet, stuff can actually float above some certain platforms, but also other magnets and poles. So what if one day we can actually having a real hover? Like, a real hover chair would be so cool, don't you guys think so? Like, instead of a swing, wouldn't hover chair be the next big thing that'll boom the potential in the future? I mean, if we think about it, there's nothing impossible anymore. Back then, our ancestors said, you know, there's no way that we can contact each other from miles away without screaming. But guess what? We have smartphones now. We can even video call with smartphones. And you know how people are like, man, I wish I could just fit I wish I can just look at time anytime I want. And now we have wristwatch. I mean, right? Wristwatch. And people used to say, man, I wish, what else did they say again? Well, basically, a lot of our ancestors wished for a lot of things, and it actually came true. Like, we even have a refrigerator. How does a refrigerator exist? People usually store their food in ice, or they just eat the food right then and there so that it doesn't go bossy, so it doesn't go bad. But now we have refrigerator. No, we should clap for refrigerator. Can I get a hand clap for refrigerator, please? Whoever invented the refrigerator is a hero. Without the refrigerator, we might not be alive because our food would go bad really quick. So who invented refrigerator? The first form of artificial refrigeration was invented by William Cullen, a Scottish scientist. Cullen showed how rapid heating of liquid to a gas can result in this cooling. This is the principle behind refrigeration that still remains today. Okay, big claps for William Cullen, the Scottish scientist. We need more appreciation towards refrigerator. So again, I want to say that a lot of things that our ancestors said and what our ancestor wished for back in the days when there was no technology at all, it happened. So there might be a big chance in the future that we might have a hover chair. What were we talking about? Let me drink. 水を飲みます。Back to refrigerator. How did someone actually think that if you, let's say that rapid heating, again, it's kind of weird. Like, no one would think that a refrigerator would exist, you know? Like, no. You guys gotta hear me out. Refrigerator exists because of heat. So apparently the heat turns liquid to gas and it turns into cooling. How does someone think of that? Like, if we think about ice and if we think about heat, then the ice would melt. But not this guy. William Cullen actually got heat. He somehow turned liquid into gas, like cooling gas. And somehow he managed to save the whole humanity by creating refrigerator. He is the best inventor in my opinion. Sure, there's Thomas Alva Edison with lamps and light and stuff. But hey, we can't survive without light, but we can't survive without food. Am I right? We can live in a cave with lots of food, but we can't live in a cave with the light with no food. Am I right? I'm right. William Cullen is the hero to humanity. Big ups. It was invented in 1913. Pretty cool, if I'd say so myself. I guess that's all I wanted to say. Kayaknya segitu aja kan. I think unless you guys have do you guys have like any inventions that actually wows you even to this day? Kalian kayak punya suatu invention gak yang bikin kalian, untung kita ada ini. Have any と皆さんってさ、本当に好きな発明はありますか？例えばね、俺の好きな発明は、レフリジレーターはなんだっけ？レフリジレーター。冷蔵庫。そう、冷蔵庫が好きです、オリ。やっぱり。はい。Microwaves are MVP. Yeah, no one actually dried or salted their food. A little chemistry. Heat doesn't mean hot. Heat is how much energy is being kept. So something cold isn't retaining energy, making its heat low. Oh my god. I see. If you look at pre-refrigerator technology, it's actually more crazy. Go look up what yakals are. What in the heckity heck is a yakka? A yakka. That's the old refrigerator? That is so cool! It kind of looks like poop! But it looks cool! How did this turn into... Like, how did this poop-looking thing suddenly turn into a rectangle? How did it turn into a box? Wait, let's see. People, the one who invented refrigerator the first... first time, sure, it was William Cullen. But who was the first one who invented modern refrigerators? The one that actually looks like a square? The one that requires electricity? Actually, let's talk about electricity. How did someone think, oh, you know what? Who was playing with the kite and suddenly got struck with electricity? What was that guy's name again? Who invented electricity? Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, that guy. Benjamin Franklin. Apparently, he invented electricity because he was shocked by thunder. But how did he implement electricity? Right? It's weird. It's really weird. Wait, if we think about it again, how did people invent cars? Like, you know, I kind of get how people invent carriages. Or how people invent, like, you know, those horse carriage? Those things I get. Because basically all you need to do, you just need to make a certain medium where you can fit something in it. And then you put wheels on them and you either use force to push or pull them so that you can move them to another place. Right? But how did people actually invent cars? Do people in the past just go, oh my gosh, this is a metal tube. And this is some wires. If I suddenly, if I put some fuel in them, then maybe it'll walk? It'll move? How was cars invented anyways? Like, how did people actually go, oh, if I just skitty bop bop skibbity bitty bop bop, then this thing will move, and it has wheels, and we don't need horses to pull us anymore. They just motorized a horse carriage. I know! How did they invent motors? It doesn't make sense! It does not! It does not make sense! Like, if we think about it, light bulbs. We need electricity, right? We plug them in. Refrigerators. Well, the first refrigerator was poop, but modern refrigerators, we also use electricity to make heat, right? And everything else is almost the same. If you want an iron, like those ironing stuff that you use for your clothes, you back then they didn't really use electricity. But when we did have iron, electric irons, we also use electricity. So how did someone actually invent car, and how was it not based from electricity itself? They got help from alien. I have so many questions that I'd like to ask Yofi-senpai and Aniki. These inventions came from people lying awake at night thinking about the world just like y'all. You should invent something. What should we invent? I might be able to invent something. What if I invent... You know? Sure, we have flying cars now. We have flying bikes now. But you know what we don't have? We don't have teleportation yet. Like, sure, we can fly, but at what cost? What if I want to go somewhere faster? Like if we think about it, sure, flying cars are a lot faster, but you kind of need a field, you kind of need a place to land, and I think getting fuel for a flying car would be kind of, kind of expensive. So, like, we don't really need them that much unless you're a pilot that gets bored at times and you kind of want to fly off. But, like, I think what we need the most in humanity so that we don't get late on anything at all, we need teleportation. Like, where's portal when we need it, right? Has no one invented the destruction of space-time continuum? Not the transporter paradox. If you want to research it, prepare to not sleep afterwards. The computer is kind of crazy. How does it work? The computer is also kind of weird. Like, can you imagine? Someone gets skitty pop pop, shibidoo pop 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 pop, and suddenly you can see words on the screen. How does that work? And who's the first one who invented computers anymore? I mean, who was the first one who invented the computer anyways? Because if you want a PC, then you'll need a monitor, you'll need a keyboard, you'll need a mouse, and you'll need a PC itself. Like, you kind of need a lot of things. And this is the modern PC. You kind of need four for it to be working. But back then, wouldn't you need more? How is it invented? Also, there's a lot of people here. Hi, Fefe and Kanauna. What's up? Hi. Asuki-san,もいらっしゃいませ. But yeah, teleportation. Has no one found a wormhole yet? It's kind of weird, because you know, well, to be honest, gravity wasn't invented. It was found by Newton. But like, if Newton can somehow make the laws of gravity, then we should be able to make laws on wormholes, right? We should be able to teleport by now. It's 2022. What are we missing? We have flying cars and flying bikes, but we don't have teleportations. It's weird. Like, it's in cartoons, it's in games, people are constantly thinking about teleportations, so why do we not have it? Science! What are you doing? People are actually funding you, scientists, to find a way for you guys to actually teleport, but why are we not teleporting yet? Someone just sent me a link. The troubles with transporters. Let's watch. What's the transporters? Oh, wait, did someone actually found out what transporters are? Do we have the laws of how to teleport already? Is it real? Wormhole seems hard to hold stable. Also, we don't know if they actually exist. I mean, we know, back then, our ancestors didn't know that flying cars exist. Right? But it exists now. So basically in the future, it should exist. We should be able to find it. Even Newton found gravity. Benjamin Franklin found electricity by thunder. So we should be able to get teleportations, right? Transporters, am I right? We live in a world. Yes. I'm not sure humanity can be trusted with teleportation technology, but it'd be kind of cool, don't you think so? Like, instead of, like, let's say you guys are ordering Uber Eats. Like, wouldn't it be a lot faster if you could just transport your food using a transporter instead of having someone go from one place to another? Like, I have my own food. I have my favorite food, and they're like 5 kilometers away from me. And it takes a while for them to get to where I am. I think it'd be pretty handy if we did had, if we had a transporter where the restaurants can just teleport our food. Or maybe I could just hire the people making the food, turn them into my personal chefs. But who wants to pay that much, am I right? If you have a transporter and if it becomes normalized, then most probably it won't be that expensive. Yeah. What about the first person to discover what food was safe and what was poisonous? To be honest, that's a very easy question because I thought of this. I'm sorry for going from one topic to another, but this is an interesting question, Cylindrissa. So the thing about poisonous food and edible food, there's this thing. We live in a colony. We live in a society, which means that we're never alone. And when people try eating food, most probably, one person tries it first, then if they die, the other person be like, yeah, Michael died, we shouldn't be eating these mushrooms. So, question answered. Yeah. Yes. What if something was went wrong during teleportation and it becomes the movie The Fly. I've never watched it. Yeah. Ollie, you can't let Uber Eats have teleportation. That's Taco Eats' job. I see. It's amazing hearing your enthusiasm about this. But, I mean, for real, this needs to be a topic that we discuss. Like, I'd like to, you know, we are the representative of the future. We are the ones who will tell our grandchildren stories. And we are the ones who will be the innovation and the inspiration for our grandchildren. We will shape the future, which is why we need more innovation and we need more smart people so that we can have teleportation Uber Eats. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's 2:30 a.m. at my place. はい。そうです。Let me drink. Ollie, please don't take away job from Takodachi. What about the theoretical possibility of being able to generate food? I don't know how it works. I've just heard about it. You know, that's actually a good question too. You know, we have 3D printers. We have machines that can make us stuff just by implementing the 3D models. So, shouldn't we have a machine that just generates food? Like, let's say we have a machine that can actually start printing burgers. Like, first of all, it'd be the patty, and then they'd be like, shoo, 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 and then they'd start making the bread, and then the patty, and then they'd generate, like, generated vegetables. Like, wouldn't that be cool? We have 3D printers, so why do we not have 3D food printers? And then, wait, what was I about to say again? I was going to say something about food. We have 3D... I blanked out. I was about to say something, but I forgot. That's called cooking. I see. But, I mean, if we could generate our own food, that'd be kind of cool, too. Don't you think so? If we get disintegrated and get reintegrated, will we still be us or will we lose our memories? Can we even fabricate memories or store memories in cloud data? I've heard... Well, actually, this is a thing that sci-fi... that sci-fi movies talk about. And a lot of... other sci-fi animes talked about too. Apparently, and this is also something that I've noticed. Actually, we humans are very, not humans actually, the CPUs, the PC that we have right now, the things that we're using on a daily basis, they are based on a human brain. Like, there's a reason to why there's a difference between 18 gigabytes and 64 gigabytes. Some people are just born with really good memory, and some people are just dumb. And well, that's PC. And well, if we can move data from one PC to another, I do believe that we can also do that with humans. I don't know how we'll do that. Maybe, I mean, we can have amnesia. Amnesia is a thing. Amnesia is a thing. If we can lose our data, then we can probably store our data or move our data. Am I right? I am right. There should be a way. It's just that science haven't found out how. Right? Yeah. But, I mean, are there other opinions about this matter? Yes. I'll look at the hashtag. We can recreate the memories if we deconstruct, because memories are electric signals. If we shut them down entirely, then turn it back on, then we won't have any memories because those electrical connections no longer exist physically. Aha! See? Like what Jaquez said, because it's the same thing with working on a PC. Let's say you're working on a PC. Let's say, Kanaoru's here. Let's say, Kanaoru, let's say that you're using an application that does not have autosave. If you don't have an application that's autosave and you're making a 3D video, and then suddenly your computer goes, poof! It turns off by itself, and then you turn it back on. What happens then? Exactly. You lose all of the things that you did. And I think that applies to the human brain as well. Just like the quiz said, if we shut them down entirely and then try to turn it back on, then there's no way that we can have memories. But we can deconstruct them. Like, you know how in PCs you can actually rename stuff? And sometimes even in like, let's say social media, Facebook, for example, not Twitter, because Twitter doesn't have edit function. Let's say in Facebook, you can edit your status. You can't do that on Twitter, sadly. You can deconstruct. You can overwrite. You can also do that to a lot of other files in the PC. Like, let's say you're writing a thesis, and then you decided to edit it, and then you save it again. Then that means that we're basically remaking, kind of remodeling the things that we're doing. I think that can also be applied to the human brain. I mean, hypnosis works, right? There's this thing called hypnosis, and apparently hypnosis can manipulate your brain into thinking about certain stuff. Like, you know, sometimes I watch hypnosis, and sometimes let's say the hypnosis say, hey, the person in front of you, he might look like your dad, but he's not actually your dad. He's actually Jung Jungkook from BTS. Like, sometimes that actually happens, and I think that also means that the human brain is able to be deconstructed or fabricated by the hands of other humans. Can I get a round of applause, please? Thank you. The biggest issue with recreating memories as electric signal is that human brains are analog. Well, computers are digital, meaning that different intensities of electric signals mean different things. And every person's brain has a different associate for them. I mean, that's true. Like I said, some people are just born talented. Some people are just, dumb. Brain scanning. Oh my gosh, are you sure? Brain scanning. Scientists did a built machine that can read people's dreams and turn them into videos. Actually, I have a question about dreams. Can we talk about dreams, please? No, not the Minecraft speedrunner dream. No, not that dream. The dreams that you see when you're asleep. So, you know, there's this thing called that dream where you have full control of the dream. What is it called again? Well, basically, there's I'd like to classify dreams as three. There's dreams that you remember, but you can't really control. There's dreams that you don't actually. There's a lot more. Actually, wait. I changed my mind. So, in my opinion, there's dreams that feels real, dreams that feels fabricated, but somehow dreams that are a little bit too fake to be real, but you still believe it anyways. Dreams that are fake, and you know that it's fake, and you can somehow bend the realities in a dream. And then there's also dreams that you tend to forget sometimes, right? How does that work? Lucid dreams. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Lucid dreams. That's what I wanted to say. So, like, there's lucid dreams. There's dreams that are very realistic that you don't even know if they're dreams. They're dreams that are just way too bizarre and it's fake, but you somehow still believe it in your dreams. There are dreams that are fake, and you know that it's fake, but you can't really make it a lucid dream, right? Like, lucid dreams, I heard, is actually very simple. Like, if you want to have lucid dreams, it's actually very easy to do. Like, you just need to, try your best. But as for the other dreams, I actually heard, this is a rumor, I don't know if it's true, this is what scientists said, but hey, scientists said a lot of crazy things, so we wouldn't know if this is true. Apparently, all of the people that we see in our dreams, we've actually seen them at least once in our entire life. We might not remember them, they might be someone that you passed by on your way to Subway, but the people that you see in your dreams, you've seen them before. It's mind-blowing, isn't it? Yeah, you might not remember them, but you know. My sleep paralysis demon won't let me have lucid dreams. Yeah, you can train your dream with dream journal or binaural bead, right? But like, what about the dreams that actually feels real? Like, sure, like, I've been experiencing these kinds of dreams before. Like, dreams that it really feels like, oh gosh, I gotta do this now, I gotta do that, I gotta do this. Like, sometimes my dreams feels like it's a reality, but then I wake up from my dreams and it's like a little inception, and that's when I start questioning my sanity. Yeah. I'm so sorry for talking about these stuffs. It happens to me once. After that lucid death comes sleep paralyzed. Oh, was Nanno hanashi o shiteru ka o kiki toru renchu no you na mono o shiteru n da kedo ori no un ga kawaikute shikko ga tomatta. そっか。うん。それならよかった。 Any other things that we'd like to... What about deja vu? Deja vu is another thing. I don't know. I don't think anyone has an explanation for deja vus yet. Like, I'm sure that everyone had a deja vu at least once. Like, there's no way that... there's no way. I don't trust any of you if you guys said, oh, I've never had a deja vu before. What's that? If you've never had a deja vu in your life, then you're probably not human. You're probably a robot, and you're probably here watching us because the government told you to. Just kidding. Anyways, any other inventions that we'd like to talk about that probably doesn't have a... People create glass. Okay, this is another interesting thought of mine. Remember when I had a discussion about bread? Apparently, bread was invented in Egypt. Apparently, wait, how was bread invented again? Well, anyways, there's this one stream where I actually had a talk about how bread was invented. Because, well, nowadays we know how bread is invented. You just need flour, you need some eggs, you need some water, you bada bing, bada boom, mix them up. You put them in the oven and suddenly they're bread and they're edible. They're soft and they're nice, right? We had that discussion, and we actually had a discussion of how bread was actually invented and how it was found. But how is glass found? Who in the world thought, oh, sand, gonna melt this. Ooh, it's clear now. What if I shape it? Ooh, now it kind of looks like a clear bucket. How is it even invented? Who invented glass in the first place? And what was the first, what was the first step to actually them creating glass. Like, again, when bread was first invented in Egypt, it was because of they had economy reasons, and someone just decided to mix some stuff together and bada bing bada boom. But how was glass invented? And how was it perfected? Did someone actually go, sand, I wonder if I can make use of it, and suddenly, unexpectedly, accidentally made a glass? Glass is superheated sand. Mirrors are superheated and sand mixed with silver. Glass was probably discovered with lightning hitting sand. Ooh. Wait, how if glass was probably invented with lightning hitting the sand, then who was the one who was also there? What? Is that true? Was glass invented because lightning was hitting sand? Like, was someone, like, in the middle of the desert and suddenly it started raining and thunder was like, BAM! What? Someone tried to cook sand and eat it. Oh! Glass can be formed naturally. Perhaps someone was just trying to recreate that. It can be formed naturally? All you need to do is just put sand and heat. True. That is true. So. The bigger question is, who smelled a durian and said, I'll eat that? I mean, to be honest, food questions are actually very easy. People are just very brave with their life. William Glaston invented glass. I see. It's very weird. A lot of these stuffs are weird. I don't get it too. Indonesia 語も英語も弱者すぎて全然聞き取れないけど、たまに喋ってくれる日本語がよく海外勢の話す日本語ってどうしてこんなにも可愛いのかしら。Thank you. ありがとうございました。いや、デレデレな、あんまり。So anyway, さ。Yeah, I want to explain this to the Nihonikis too, but I have no idea how to explain our rambles about flying cars, flying bikes, traffics, and also teleportation refrigerators. おりちゃんのスペースで聞きながら寝るとゾンビに襲われる夢を見るってマジ。そっか悪かった。Hi, here's one for you, Ollie. How do they make mirrors? Someone said something about mirrors and silvers, right? I don't think Then again. I mean, there's this thing called reflection. I'm sure that our ancestors back then, I'm sure they've seen their reflection at least once. Maybe on a shiny rock, or maybe when they went fishing, they saw their own reflection. But how did they make mirrors? And how did they actually... You know, that's actually an interesting question. Because, you know, back then, especially in the Western side of the world, people are constantly scared of black magic, right? Like, if there's a witch, they'd burn the girl to death. So how did someone who invented mirror not get burned to death? Because I think if I was back in the ancient times, I wouldn't know about mirrors. I wouldn't know about anything. And if I found out that someone actually made something that can actually reflect my appearance along with others' appearance, I'd call them a witch. And I'd tell people to burn them. Mirrors are just reflective metal. True. Wait, it's coated glass. How was the glass coated? Wait, do we have... Like, mirrors nowadays, it's still kind of hard to actually make them, right? Bikin cermin itu kan sebenarnya susah kan ya? Ya, kagami no sukuri kata wa muzukashii desu ne. Kedo, watashi tachi no ancestors de nan dake nihongo de... Wakannai! How did our ancestors create mirrors back then? Like, even now, it's still kind of hard. even for carpenters themselves. So how did ancestors actually create them when they were still in the medieval times? The story of Narcissus is all about reflection. That's the story about reflection, not about mirrors. So how was mirrors invented? Let me actually Google. Google is your best friend. Actually, let's talk about this. Forget about the mirrors. How was Google invented? Like, I get that computers were already invented and that Google is just a search bar, but how is it able to contain all of these? Like, people are constantly making websites every day. People are constantly putting more information into the internet every day. So how is Google keeping up with everything? Let's think about it from the ancestors' perspective. You can actually just go to your phone, type something that you want to search for, and suddenly the information just pops up. Search engines are scary. They can even show us pictures now. And you know what's even scarier about Google? They can actually search stuff if we put pictures in them. Like, let's say there's a specific picture. There's a specific thing that we're looking for and we don't know the name of it, but we have the picture of it. If we put it in Google, they can somehow search for it. It's weird. It's crazy. Not only Google, there's also Bing and other search engines. It's what? Like, I know people in the IT, people who actually code and program, be like, oh, Ollie, that's just simple coding. But it's an invention. It's the future. Mirai Zura! Ancestors are Senzo. Thank you, Kira. Senzo. Here's a good one. Someone had to milk a cow to discover milk. What was the person doing with the cow in the first place? Skipping
that question.
Yeah. Huh. Technology is weird. Ollie, I don't think this is helping you go to sleep. It's not, isn't it? Yeah. Google was not invented. It has already existed and everything else was invented by it. But no, that doesn't make sense. Everything was already invented. And Google somehow is able to search for them. Google is, if we think about it, Google is basically the stalker of the internet. Right? Google is basically a stalker. A creep. Like, if we try to personalize Google and make a Gijinka out of Google, then basically Google just looks for everything and suddenly finds information about anything. Kimokunai? Kimokunai? Kind of gross if you ask me. Bye, Fefe. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for coming. You were waving, right? Bye-bye. Have a great day. The most biggest mystery for me is the first person who discovered basic maths. Did math discovered by someone, or is it just there when everything was created? So, Al-Khwarizmi, right? There's this guy. He's from Arab. He somehow found math. Or was it, or did he found algebra? I think algebra is basically maths, right? How was numbers even invented anyways? Like, how did someone go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? We've been taking numbers for granted. Oh my god! If we think about it, we've been taking numbers for granted! If we think about it, numbers are the reason to why the internet exists! Math is the reason everything exists! What? Wow. Are there any sleepy topics we can talk about? You want sleepy topics? Okay, let's talk about sleepy topics. What's a sleepy topic? I could just I could just read a story. Then let me since we want to be sleepy, since it's 3 a.m. in the morning, I actually gotta go to sleep soon. Let me tell you guys the story about Roro Jonggrang. Oh wait, no, not Roro Jonggrang. The story of Lake Toba in English. How many international fans here? I'd like to read you guys the story of the legend of Lake Toba. Lake Toba is basically a lake in Indonesia, and there's a legend behind it. So allow me to read it. A long time ago, in North Sumatra, there lived a poor young man in the valley. He had no parents, but the valley was beautiful, and anything he planted there grew wonderfully. He lived by farming and fishing in the river near his home. The food he made was not special, but he never went hungry. One afternoon, after working hard in the fields, he went fishing in the river. Today was not his day, though, and after hours of waiting, he still hadn't caught a single fish. This had never happened before. Disappointed, he pulled his rod out of the water. But just as his rod was leaving the water, a fish bit it. He pulled out and was very happy to see a pretty little goldfish on the end of the rod. The young man hurried home to cook the fish, despite it being very cute. He got home, put the fish on the kitchen table, and ran out to get some firewood from the garden. As he went, he licked his lips and thought about the fish, how good it would taste. But when he came back, the goldfish was gone. Where it had been, there sat 3 pieces of gold. "Good evening," came a soft voice behind him. The man turned around and saw a beautiful woman standing in front of him. She had long, bright red straight hair that went down to her knees. Come on. I wonder who else had a red straight hair. But she had no clothes on. The man turned red and looked at his feet. "Oh, who are you, oh beautiful lady? And where did you come from?" You know, this is kind of creepy. Imagine, like, a naked woman just suddenly barging into your house. And suddenly there's, like, 3 gold. This sounds like prostitution to me. But anyways, let me continue reading. He said, "Oh, but it seemed right. She had to be magical." The lady said, "How was that goldfish on your table? But I am no ordinary goldfish. As you can see," she played with her hair and smiled at him, "those gold coins were my scales." Ew! Does that mean you... Wait, if they're your scales, then how did you somehow turn into... Then shouldn't you lose some body limbs? If you're a human, then shouldn't you lose an arm or something? Shouldn't you have some skin kind of falling off? Anyways, the legend of Lake Toba, everyone. I'll keep reading. Where were we? The man looked at her, and then went red again, and looked away. He had never seen such a beautiful woman before. He was so lonely. Will you marry me, oh beautiful lady? A mood. He held his breath as he waited for an answer. He knew it was a very bold question to ask, but in stories, men always ask women like that, all bold. But the woman laughed. "I thought you would never ask." "Believe me, it is a lonely life when you're a magical goldfish. I was waiting for someone to come and put their rod in my water, if you understand me. Wink." Now the man went as red as her hair. Really? "Yes, but there's one condition." Suddenly, her smile disappeared and the air in the room felt heavier. "You must never tell anyone that I was a fish. Do you understand?" And then the man nodded. "Oh, of course." The man hadn't thought of telling anyone. He didn't have any friends. And anyway, why would he tell his beautiful wife used to be a fish? "But why, if I may ask?" And the woman's like, "Just promise me. You won't tell anyone, will you?" And he's like, "Oh no, I promise." The woman smiled and clapped her hands. "Well then, I suppose we are married." That was quick. That escalated quite quickly, if I do say so myself. Anyways, just like that, just like that. And just as naturally as it began, their marriage continued. They soon found that they were very similar. Although they had been lonely before, they only needed each other's company to feel happy. Soon they also had a son. God damn, getting it done with a fish. Who they named Samosir. Samosir grew as quickly as the flowers in the crown. And at 6 years of age, he was strong and a very naughty boy. His mother was always asking him to help her clean the house and bring dinner to his father in the fields. Some days, Samosir just asked, but most days he shouted, "No," and ran off to play. One day, as usual, Sam Wazir was being naughty. He refused to eat his breakfast, sang loudly while his mother worked, and now he was refusing to bring his father dinner. Sounds like a prick if you ask me.
Why don't you do it?
Because I'm cooking dinner for you, duh, the mother said. But I don't want dinner, Sam Wazir said. You will in an hour, the mother said. Well, how do you know? Because you're humans, and humans get hungry at the time of every evening, said the mother. And Sam Wazir was like, I won't get hungry. But the mother was like, you didn't eat your breakfast today. Of course you will. And Sam Wazir was like, see, I wasn't hungry this morning, so I'll be hungry later. Apparently, Sam Wazir is going on a diet. Eventually, Sam Wazir's mother convinced him to take a box of fries and fish to his father. It was a long walk through the fields. As he went, Sam Wazir started to feel hungry. Huh, I guess Mom was right, he said. Well, I'm sure Dad won't mind if I just eat a few grains of rice. So he opened the box, and the rice looked so fresh and delicious, and the fish was so hot and juicy. Wait, fish? Wait, the lunchbox was a fish? But wasn't the mother? Why would... Basically... I'll keep reading. He ate just a little of both, but that only made him more hungry. Then he ate a bit more, and a bit more, and whoopsies.
Oh no, I've eaten all of Dad's dinner.
All that was left was fish bones. Yikes. Hoping his father wouldn't notice, Sam Wazir put the bones back in the box, wrapped it up, and continued on his way. When he found his father, he handed him the box and was about to run away. But his father was hungry too, and he immediately opened the box and saw the bones. Sam Wazir! He shouted and ran after the boy. Sam Wazir was fast, but his father was faster, and he quickly got caught. Why are there only fish bones in the box? Did you eat my dinner? Sam Wazir burst into tears. Oh, crybaby, and cried loudly, saying, oh, Dad, it was horrible. A fox attacked me and ate all the food and said I had to keep it a secret. And then the dad was like, don't lie to me. And then Sam Wazir was like, I'm not lying. And then the dad was like, oh, yes, you are, you son of a fish. And without a warning, he slapped Sam Wazir across the face. Oh, damn. Sam Wazir gasped, and his mouth fell wide open. His father had never hit him before. I'm not son of a fish, said Sam Wazir. That's what offended you? Your dad slapped you and you got offended by Sam Wazir? He was crying again, but this time it felt real. Sam Wazir turned and ran all the way home, and when he came into the house, he said, Mom, am I a son of a fish? He meant it as a joke, but his mother's face turned deadly serious. Sam Wazir, what did you just say?
I said, am I a son of a fish?
Dad just told me. His mother started crying silently, put her arms around him. He has broken his promise.
What, so you really mean I am son of a fish? He looked up to her face. But you're not.
But as he spoke, his mother's face started to change. It looked smoother than before, and the light shone on it in a strange way. After picking up the box, Sam Wazir's father thought about what he had just said. It was a joke, but then he had slapped his son. It was a stupid thing to do. It would start to rain, so he ran towards the house. He could see his wife inside, hugging Sam Wazir, but then lightning struck, and the two of them disappeared. He ran inside and looked all through the house for them, but they were gone. Where they had stood, there was a big puddle of water. He stayed up all night, walking through the fields looking for them, and the rain went through his clothes, and he shook with cold, but he did not find them. When he finally gave up and went home, he found that all good coins in the house were gone. It was only then he realized just what he had done. The rain continued for weeks, but the man fell into a deep depression. He lay in his bed and listened to the rain and thunder outside and cried. He did not work in the fields or catch a fish, and soon the small amount of rice he had was gone. Not that it mattered, because the rain was so heavy that he couldn't even light a fire, and the valley started to flood. The man stayed in his house for as long as he could. Surely the rains would eventually stop, but they didn't. And finally, he had to swim for his life. Fighting the dancing waters and heavy rain, it didn't last long, though, because his will to live had disappeared with his wife and son. The man pulled was pulled down under the waters and never came back up. Still, the rains went on and on and on until the beautiful valley eventually turned into a lake. When the rain stopped, people came to see that the lake had formed. Although the man had no friends, some people knew about him and his strange but beautiful wife. They knew he had died alone and miserable, although they did not understand where his wife and son had gone. Because of his sad story, they called the lake, Lake Tuba. Tuba means ungrateful, and over time, the name changed into Lake Toba. In the center of the lake was a small island, so this was called the Island of Samosir. Over time, the people forgot about the man, and he just became a story. But the lake stayed forever. The end. And so, everyone, that was the story of Lake Toba. Danau Toba, ya barusan. So I heard the reason to why the there's actually a reason to why the mother told the told this man that he shouldn't tell anyone. It's because basically this is just a theory. Maybe the goldfish was just begging to the gods. Maybe the goldfish was praying a lot that she wanted to be a human, and so she did become a human. But the thing is, once you're human, you can't tell anyone else. You can only have one person know that you are a goldfish. You were a goldfish, and so when two people know, then oh, good night, Aqua. Thank you for coming. So when two people know that she used to be a goldfish, she turned back into a goldfish. And because the man called the son of a fish, then I guess the son also turned into a fish. What a story! Yeah. So anyways, I think that's it for today. Kanya sampai situ aja deh. Ya, というわけで終わりたいと思います。はい。というわけで終わりたいと思います。Thank you so much everyone for coming to my space. 頼むかし banyak lah datang ke space nya Oli. 来てくれて本当にありがとうございました。この後は、オリ、寝たいと思います。Habis ini Oli kayaknya langsung tidur. I think I'll be going to sleep right after this. So, it was fun talking about flying cars. And it was fun reading a bedtime story. I think I'm going to bed because I am getting sleepy. Reading makes you sleepy. That makes sense. So, good night, everyone. Bye-bye. Oyasumi. Selamat malam.